From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting. President Trump says the U.S. military will no longer let transgender people serve in any capacity, reversing a policy former President Barack Obama's administration announced a year ago. In a string of Twitter comments, Trump said Wednesday that after consultation with my generals and military experts, he was ending acceptance of transgender people into the country's armed forces. Trump's action drew an immediate rebuke from a leading group supporting transgender rights and lawmakers who had favored last year's policy change. Human Rights Campaign President Chad Griffin said, "I know transgender service members and vets who have done more to serve their country than Donald Trump has in his entire life." Congressman Steve Scalise was released from a Washington hospital Wednesday, almost 6 weeks after he was critically wounded in an ambush shooting on a baseball field in Virginia. He was shot in the hip when a gunman attacked a group of Republican members of Congress who were taking part in a baseball practice on June 14th. Scalise is the third highest-ranking Republican in the House. Leaders of the U.S. Central Bank say they are holding the key interest rate steady at a low level in a range between 1 and 1.25% for the time being. Federal Reserve officials cut short-term interest rates to nearly zero during the financial crisis to boost investment and growth. They say the recovering economy no longer needs so much help, so they've been gradually raising interest rates, and they are expected to boost them further in the future. This is VOA News.